Say you've been fishing, and I ask you if you caught any fish, you might say no.
I didn't catch any.
Or no, what, a one?
A what?
No.
Not a one.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say nary one?
Mm-mm. No, I wouldn't think so.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that?
Uh-huh. I sure have.
How would people say that?
Nair.
Uh-huh.
Never caught nair. Oh, not nary a one.
Uh-huh. Who would say that? Old people or?
Well, mostly, I imagine.
Say, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Cleared it.
Okay. And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and it comes up then again the same year enough so you can cut it again, you'd call that the...
Second crop.
Okay. And a crop that hadn't been planted but comes up anyway would be a...
That would be a meadow, wouldn't it? Would
what?
You call it a meadow?
And for the hay, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
What about just any crop that hadn't been planted but comes up...
It's volunteer.
Been, okay. What sort of things are volunteer?
Well, there's several things, I suppose. And some flowers and different trees and acorns drop from the oak and they come up volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Oaks and this old elm tree here is a good thing to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of them.
Talking about them flowers, if you had some flowers growing in your yard, you wanted to brighten up your room, you'd go out and
cut some.
Or if you didn't actually have a knife to cut them, you'd just say you'd
break them.
Okay. And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you might say we raise 40
bushels.
Okay. And you'd say fodder is tied up into a
bundle.
And then the bundles are piled up into a
Well, now, I don't know what they call that.
What about wheat? Bundles of wheat are piled up into a...
I don't recall what that would be called.
What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know what you call that.
Mm-hmm. Sam, if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you might say we'll have to do it, or you might turn to me and say, you say you and I, or me and you, or...
Could do it together, or...
How would you say that? You'd say...
We could do it together, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, instead of saying we, you'd say... Would you say me and you, or you and I?
You and I would probably be the right way.
Well, what would you probably say, though?
Well, being me, I'd say me and you.
Okay. What if you're talking about you and some man, you'd say?
I believe I'd say he and I.
Okay. And...
Good.
Say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants...
I'd say both of us.
And if you knock at the door and they ask who's there, they recognize your voice, you might say it's...
Me.
Okay. And if it was a man, you'd say it's...